Guys, January is slowly but surely moving into February, and that means one thing, and I know
Super Bowl.
You know what it is. Super Bowl right around the corner, the San Francisco 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs.
I think this is the matchup everyone wanted.
By the way, I could have gone with several matchups, but this one will be probably one of the best Super Bowls that we will see in a long time. You'll want insights and commentary from two guys who lived the NFL experience. We got the show that we think you're going to love. It's called The Tomahawk Show, Jay.
I want to tell you about this because my neighbor, Matt Jacobs, who I love.
Yeah, great dude.
Said to me, you got to listen to this podcast because it reminds me of you guys.
Great.
It is love, deep, passion for sports.
Amazing.
Mixed in with funny commentary and the kind of like talk about sports that makes you love sports.
So hosts and Cleveland Brown legends, Joe Thomas.
Who came out and saw us do comedy in Cleveland.
Andrew Hawkeye. I mean, Joe Thomas is like so loved. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer, offensive lineman, right? Offensive lineman.
Yeah,
just one of the greatest of all
Wisconsin,
time.
Wisconsin, I believe.
As they look at the latest NFL stories with a combined 10 Pro Bowl selections, all Joes. And two college degrees, both Hawks. This is your one-stop shop for NFL stories, hilarious hot takes, and a touch of bromance.
There is a little bit of that.
If you're a fan of the excitement of the NFL and you're looking for something more than just talking heads throwing stats at you, then the Tomahawk Show is the show for you. In just a moment, you'll get and hear a little preview of the Tomahawk Show where the guys interview legendary backup QB Josh McCown. After his playoff loss to the Seahawks, while you're listening, go subscribe to The Tomahawk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to Cheap Seats. View from the Cheap Seats, our show right now. There's also a link in the episode notes, so check it out. It's really great. If you like this show, you're going to love that.
Oh, look like the phone is ringing. Could this be our guy, the one and only Josh McCown on the Tomahawk Line, joining us here on the Tomahawk Show?
Thursdays are for the players.
Travis Kelce.
This entire time I thought it was Tomahawk.
Tomahawk. Kareem Jackson.
Yeah.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Do I believe in ghosts?
Yeah.
Ooh. Here we go. Saquon.
One, two, three, four.
I declare thumb war.
Do you think, Ma? Let's get it.
The Tomahawk Show.
Yes. Is this the legendary Tomahawk podcast?
You've reached the right number, my friend. Welcome to the Tomahawk Show. You did it.
Am I the 100th caller?
You were the 100th caller. Man, yes. tell us who you are, where you're from, bud.
Bro, this is, my name's Billy Bob from Sioux Falls, North Dakota.
Long time listener, first time caller.
Just tell me, did I win the free koozie or not?
Well, we'll get to that, buddy. You got to answer a couple of questions to make the determination. Let me tee you up properly. This is your second appearance on the Tomahawk Show? You don't
I
even
think
know.
So.
How could
yeah.
you remember?
I mean, how could I forget? It's like my playoff appearances. They're so few and far between.
They're unforgettable nonetheless, my friend. All right, so now joining us here on the Tomahawk Show, we have the greatest quarterback in NFL history, the oldest quarterback in NFL history, and the first quarterback in NFL history. Josh McCown joins us here, me and Joe Thomas, on the Tomahawk Show. Josh, thanks for coming on, man. What a week.
Thanks for having me. What are we? Finally, somebody got my accolades right.
Yeah. I mean, we've been studying. We have really good researchers here to make sure everything is in tip-top shape. Josh, how you feeling, man? I mean, talk about gutsy doesn't even do the description justice of what we watched on Wild Card Weekend playoff football, man. What are you feeling right now, bro?
Like emotionally or physically? I mean, emotionally, obviously bummed, excited, all those things. Physically... I got to head back over to Lincoln Financial and see if I can find my hamstring somewhere out there in the middle of the field. it's still over there, I think, or halfway down my leg by this point. But, I'm feeling all right, all things considered, but football and 40 doesn't, you know,
it's not
I don't
it,
know.
Yeah.
It doesn't blend as well as you might think.
that is the question. The first thing that Hawk and I asked each other on Sunday night after we watched that game was, did you see Josh grabbing his butt? Did he pull his hamstring on a drop back pass? And I don't usually have a habit of asking guys about their butts, but I got to ask you, Josh, what happened to your butt in that game?
Yeah. So that's exactly what it was. So I made a throw and something sharp bit me back there.
You tried to grab it.
As far as I could tell, there were no dogs on the field. And so I was like, whoa, you know, and I was like, and that's never happened to me. Like, I've not really had any kind of soft tissue injuries, never really moved fast enough to pull a hamstring. So I was like, what just happened? And in my mind, like, literally, I was like, this is 40 right here.
This is it.
And I was like, I blew it not doing the TB12 method. I knew I'd screwed up. And so, yeah, I was like, oh man. And so I think maybe, I popped one of the tendons off, and then we kept it moving. Went into halftime, you know, and, you know, made our adjustments, talked to the docs, you know, they were, you know, looked around, realized I was the only quarterback left. So we kept it rolling, went back out in the third quarter, felt something else pop again.
Oh,
I was like,
man.
Oh man,
this guy's falling apart.
More fun back there. Yeah. There's gotta be dogs out here. Something keeps biting me. And so about, you know, early in the third, kind of was working on, you know, a little bit of a torn hamstring but we rocked it out, man. We made it work, kind of drug it around. But it's just, you know, if you've dealt with any of those injuries, like when you start to try to move and stuff, there's no strength or power there. And so it was just kind of like life really kind of settling in, you know, and hitting me in the face right there in the middle of the stadium.
Mm. Yeah. Now you were saying that you were never running fast enough to pull a hamstring or get a soft tissue injury. Now, I appreciate the self-deprecation and the humbleness, but there's some videos on YouTube that you really need to check out if the listeners at home have not seen before. It's Josh McCown wearing a Detroit Lions outfit and absolutely schooling people playing wide receiver. Now, for you, the question is...
Hold on, before you ask him the question, Joe, you're going to ask him, but do you know what the funniest part about that clip is? And I didn't realize this till last year. We've talked about this moment years and years and years. The person that was guarding him at DB was my older brother.
No way. Scoring. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Go back and look. It's my older brother playing for the Patriots.
Yes. How awesome is that, man? I knew there was a reason why, you know, and
exactly.
That we had a connection. And that was that. And divisional round head coach, Tennessee Titans, Mike Vrabel making a tackle there. I kind of gave him the business on one, but, you know, making a tackle. Yeah, so... a lot of history in that footage, man.
So when you were in the huddle in that game and you were playing receiver, did your quarterback, who was the quarterback at the time? Was it Kitna?
John Kitna, man.
It was Kitna.
John Kitna. It was sweet. Yeah, so they didn't – that was kind of what led to the green dots on the helmet. Like, we were down, obviously, because we were the Lions, and we were in two-minute mode most of our life. And so – we were down, and so I was just getting the calls in my helmet. So I'm like, just like, I'm lining up. And so we were talking about it the next day in the locker room, like, dude, it was sweet, you know. I'm getting the calls in my helmet. Like, you didn't have to tell me the plays, you know. And you know, I was like looking at him sideways sometimes, like, dude, I know the read on that. Like, you should have thrown the ball over here, you know. And so we were laughing about that. Well, one of the reporters writes about it, and the league is like, hey, y'all can't, you know, the offseason, they talk about it. And next thing we know,
one green dot
there's
helmet.
Like, you know, green dot helmets. So
that's crazy.
I think that was part of what led to that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it was fun. It was really cool.
So I imagine, you know, that Kitna, as soon as he saw the older brother Hawkins guarding you, they're like, oh, this is a mismatch. We need to take advantage. You know, kind of like when a DB gets hurt and they put the replacement guy in, only yours was like reverse. They knew how scrubby Hawk's older brother was, and they saw your talents, and so they needed to go at him right away. And they did. I mean, what did you catch, four passes in that game?
I caught three, and then one there that was a very questionable. My longest one was very questionable OPI that happened right in front of the GOAT, Bill Belichick himself. And
yep.
So I think he had a little bit to do with it, because I didn't really feel like I pushed off.
Yeah, it was my brother you pushed off of, man. That's not cool.
I know. How about that?
You're
yeah.
A cheater.
So maybe I did. Yeah, I am a cheater. Maybe I did push off.
It's also funny that all your former teammates are either in the Hall of Fame or NFL coaches, and you're still playing. That's it.
Like, yeah. I'm just still rocking because I can't get those gigs, so I'll just keep playing. So
yeah. Fran Tarkenton looks over and he's like, hey man, I'm gonna line this to Steve Largent right down the middle of the field, and I'm like, I got you, buddy. Yeah, so What's up, everybody? Andrew Hawkins here with my co-host Joe Thomas of The Tomahawk Show, and you just heard a snippet of our interview with Eagles backup quarterback and our former teammate, Josh McCown.
We really think you'll enjoy our show, and we strive to bring you the best insight, analysis, and interviews while making sure to keep it light and fun. If you want to hear more from Josh, be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening right now. There's also a link in the show notes of this episode.
Also, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Tomahawk Show.
Thanks again for listening, and Joe Hawk yourself.